The Spiritual Eye of Faith. Once upon eternity there was God. Before time was created and the stars were formed, God alone existed. And God had a plan to save those who would believe on the name of his Son. And God purposed that man would be saved by faith and that man would live by faith. And he set out his plan and purpose in his word. And he purposed that without faith it would be impossible for his children to please him. And he set out his plans and purpose in the Word of God. Oh, the book of Hebrews was written to believers, showing the importance of living by faith. My righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrink back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Hebrews 10:39 to chapter 11 verse 1 tells us much about this ongoing, lifelong, sanctifying faith. Hebrews 10:39 to chapter 11 verse 1 is a continuous dialogue on the ongoing, lifelong, sanctifying faith. In Hebrews 11:38, we are told that the justified man shall live by faith which pleases God. In this verse, we are told that redeemed man can draw back, but this displeases God. In Hebrews 11:39, we read that believers should not displease God by drawing back. We read that ongoing, lifelong sanctification results in the saving of the soul. The redeemed man is to live out his Christian life by faith, which leads to the saving of the soul. Just and righteous living is connected with a life of faith. Unjust and unrighteous living is disconnected from a life of faith. Oh, these verses are telling us how a Christian is to live, for the just shall live by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And through faith we understand that justifying faith is simply believing God, trusting in his saving grace. Redeeming faith is simply believing that Christ died for your sins. This justifying faith caused the Spirit of life to make you a new creation in Christ. This redeeming, justifying faith is connected with the blood of the substitute. Sanctifying faith is simply trusting God to do what he said as you grow. Such faith is acting or living on the basis of what God has said about a thing. Sanctifying faith is the tool the Spirit of life uses to develop spiritual maturity. Sanctifying faith, Hebrews calls it the saving of the soul, conforms us into the image of Jesus. Under law, we read in Habakkuk that the just one was to live by his own faith. Under grace, in Galatians, we read that the just shall live by faith, the faith of the Son of God. For the Spirit of Christ lives in us as we yield to his child training. It is through sanctifying faith that we are given understanding. Through the eye of faith, we see spiritual things. We gain spiritual understanding. For the things of the Spirit of God are spiritually discerned. Through faith, we understand that the ages were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God, in his wisdom, established a wonderful order in his universe. God, in his power and authority, appointed an heir of all things. That heir of all things is our Lord Jesus Christ. And through sanctification, we are being made ready to be joint heirs with him. God, from the beginning, gave order to all ages of all time, past, present and future. And he explained his plans and purposes in his word through faith. Oh, and yet, you argue, there is such disorder in the world in which we live today. How can you suggest that God established order and it is still on track? By faith, by simply trusting God to do what God has said in the scriptures, by simply believing God's word, by accepting his word as truth, by acting, walking, and praying on the basis of what God has said about a thing. Simply by faith, simply by believing that things which are seen, that is, seen with the spiritual eye of faith, were not made, or are separate and distinct and not the same as, things which do appear, the disorder in the world that we see around us. Oh, through the spiritual eye of faith, we see that his plan for us is perfect and ordered. By the spiritual eye of faith, a believer is able to understand that first, God ordered the ages through Christ. Second, the spiritual eye of faith sees the order in God's wider plans and purposes. Third, the eye of faith sees God's design as separate and distinct from today's disorder. Fourth, the eye of faith looks beyond the chaos of today to the order of God's future. Fifth, the eye of faith looks with Abraham to a city whose builder and maker is God. Jesus told us, "I go to prepare a place for you." The eye of sanctifying faith looks beyond the clamour of this sin-sick world. The eye of faith sees, understands, and believes that if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.